Families in Nigeria have reason to rejoice after the release of 21 Chibok schoolgirls. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What's next for these girls? Though happy to be home with their families, they do have a long road ahead of them. We'll discuss ways to serve blind people in India with the Bible and how to start reaching out to our Muslim neighbors with the gospel. What follows the release of 21 Chibok schoolgirls by Boko Haram are a lot more questions. What's next for these girls? What about those who are still missing? And what can we do? Most of the girls are still missing or in captivity. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says what they do know is that faith in God is what has kept many of these girls and their families going for these last few years.
Meeting with Christians like this who know that this is a reality, we've heard from them just how the actual persecution refines their faith. Going through something like this, really having to make a choice for their faith, has caused them to think deeply about how they're living their faith in their daily lives.
Yet there is fear about how the unimaginable horrors these girls have experienced will impact them long term.
Untreated, a traumatic situation like this can cause a lot of harm down the road. And so that's why Open Doors is such an advocate and provides resources for trauma counseling after horrific incidences like this or church attacks or other violent attacks.
Fuentes says one thing we can do to fight these types of attacks in the future is to let our elected officials know it's important to us that they work with the Nigerian government. But more importantly, we can pray for the girls who've been rescued, for those who are still in bondage, and for the families who are waiting. October is Blindness Awareness Month, and Audio Scripture Ministries is raising funds for 18,000 audio Bibles for the blind in India. Many people who are blind in India weren't born that way, but became blind later in life. Learning to read Braille when you're older is difficult, and even if you can, the Braille Bibles are inconvenient. J.P. Sundara Rajan with ASM gives the example of the Tamil Bible.
The Tamil Braille Bible is about 40 volumes thick, and if you were to stack it, it's about 7 feet tall. Most often, people who are unable to see are unable to read. And if perchance you are able to read, you probably don't have enough money to buy the Bible. And if you qualify on both those accounts, you don't have room to store those Bibles. And so the blind have been contacting our office in India and saying, could you do a distribution amongst us?
With ASM's audio Bibles, the blind in India can finally hear about their Savior. There's a link to give at missionnews.org. ASM's Taylor Ely says you can also pray.
I think a great way that people could pray, I think, is for awareness. Since working with ASM, I've gotten to learn so much about oral cultures and just the storytelling that has to take place for a lot of people to even come to know the gospel or hearing the gospel through an audio Bible, but also the blind, just the people that are really on God's heart to be reached.
You're listening to Mission Network News. And finally, the Director of Mobilization for Frontiers USA, Chris Lang, helps bring people together who have a heart for reaching Muslims with the gospel. But he's also well aware that many Americans are reluctant to even reach out to their Muslim neighbors, and yet opportunity to witness is growing in the United States. Lang says,
God is doing something unique in the world today, and he's calling us to move outside of our protective comfort zones and to serve those who've never heard.
It's a daunting task, but Lang reminds us that our ministry flows from gratitude for what God has done in our lives. According to Frontiers, there are 1 billion unreached Muslims and over 1,000 Muslim people groups who are without any Christian witness. You may not feel called specifically to minister to Muslims, but how about your neighbor?
The thing that I would like to encourage people to do is simply walk across the street and meet a Muslim neighbor. Just reach out on a personal level.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rachunda Padidi. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.